So you mean the glass passes you and apples gather knowledge for you. But didn't apples keep away knowledgeable people from entering your house? Like an apple a day keeps a dog away? Narayan paid no attention to what Sanjay just said. Sanjay continued. Remember what happened when you went to Kota for those IIT dreams? It came out into your hands, didn't it? It was then that you realized how loose it was. I felt like laughing, but my empty stomach and low levels of energy didn't let me laugh. I had cried like a girl all night. Parents not at home, no one to speak to. Difficulty in cooking and piles of homework had led me nowhere. No, here I was using a crumbled ball of newspaper as my pillow and sleeping on the dead hard desk. Narayan surprisingly was so engrossed in his algorithm that he didn't pay a single attention to Sanjay's scathing comments. IIT in Banega Ben? Pass 10th first, then we'll talk of fucking IIT. Go to that flat-nosed physics teacher and tell him that you have inserted magnetism in his balls. Only then will I understand how good you can be. Sanjay spoke as though he was swimming in a tank of antiquity. And then Sanjay did something unexpected of him. He screamed, Narayan, Narayan, which hurt religiously inclined Narayan. He stood up and pushed Sanjay. My dad is a peon, he said. For me, getting into IIT is a necessity and not a luxury. So if you could be kind enough to stop your nonsense, then I'd happily be able to resume my work. Sanjay stared at his ferocious state blankly. He was from the Jutt community, synonymous with sudden spurts of anger. And the last thing I'd like to see would be Narayan and Sanjay fighting. Narayan kaam kar le, I said. Sanju, let's see what today's newspaper says. Seriously, Ritesh Bhai, Sanjay spoke. I would have fucked his mother had you not intervened. Deep within, I smiled at their levels of immaturity that they started talking of fucking each other's mothers on their whims and fancies, when bigger problems in life existed. The front page headlines were, Minister to CBSE, replace marks with grades. What the f***, I exclaimed. Bullcrap, Sanjay reacted as Narayan was full into another algorithm. Grades? Read on, Sanjay directed. I read further. The newspaper suggests that according to our HRD minister, all CBSE schools need to develop a framework for phasing out the board exams by the next academic session. As an immediate solution to the pressure a student faces, he says that the CBSE will introduce a 9-point grading system under which people scoring between scores of 91 to 100 will get the same grade, applicable on other brackets as well. Holy fuck, Sanjay shouted out. I and Narayan would be getting the same grade. He danced around, forgetting that a 91%er and an 81%er would definitely come under different brackets. But somehow, I didn't want to play spoilsport to his party. So it was true then that a consistently performing student would be rewarded by this system, where even a slight error on the day of the final exams would not be considered in judging the student. Bloody wow! Strangely, the monster teachers hushed up this matter as though it went against their pride in talking of something good happening to the students. They were pretty worried about the ones who get 99% and were concerned that it might set a precedence where a guy getting a 91 thinks he is as good as the one getting 99. And hearing this made me come to the conclusion that yes, indeed the world is full of bitches who care of nothing but marks. You get marks, you are a winner. You don't, and you are a loser. Things such as sensitivity had gone for a 6, and when it came to last-moment scrapers for me, teachers felt that this was the worst possible outcome. but I was really happy as my empty stomach hurt no more, as my unpressed clothes no longer seemed humiliating, and for Narayan, it was a blessing in disguise. He could now concentrate on cracking IIT by not losing out on his school grades. I love you, Mr. Minister. Yes, I do. The school did kill a little bit of the excitement when it announced later that day that there would be no change in the pre-board patterns of the school and students would still be marked and not graded. This was to ensure a more comprehensive evaluation of the students. Comprehension of numbers.